Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
You are listening to the Power and Purpose Podcast with best-selling author and life interventionist, Mastin Kipp. Today's recording is a message from Mastin about the recent election results. It's not about politics or policy. Here's Mastin.
Hey guys, it's Mastin. I'm here in Bali, and it's Wednesday night here, and I'm recording this at 6 o'clock Wednesday night, which is about 5 a.m. Wednesday morning, November, whatever that is, 10th. And I wanted to share with you a video about the election. I am probably just as shocked, if not more shocked than you are, at the outcome of the election. It has been a very intense and stressful 2 years. During this election process. And I want to share with you some thoughts immediately about the election, because I've been seeing so many posts on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, people talking about leaving the country, people talking about, you know, feeling depressed, people talking about, you know, what do I say to my children? There's a real, almost sort of nationwide depression that's happening right now. And I wanted to talk about it. You know, I don't really ever talk political stuff on here, but I think this is an important topic, and I'm not going to be talking to you about politics. I'm not going to be talking to you about policy or whatever it might be. I'm going to talk to you about fact. And if you're feeling depressed because of the outcome of the election, if you're shocked, if you're wondering if you should leave the country, I want to just talk to you about it because I think it's important. And as your coach and mentor, I think I can help provide some solace for you. So the first thing to understand is what won in this election was not a person. What won in this election is xenophobia. Xenophobia means being scared of something other than you, right? So what this means is xenophobia. What does xenophobia look like? It looks like misogyny, being scared of a woman who's in power. It looks like the backlash from an African-American president. It looks like being scared of people outside of our country, you know, the terrorists or whatever it might be. And we were going in what's called a global economy where we have an open borders and, you know, like embracing other cultures and whatever it might be. And because of social media, because of the onslaught of the negative news cycle, because of all the fearful things that have happened, the terrorist attacks, you name it, all the stuff that's been going on, it's created this paranoia and this fear. We've seen it in the UK with the Brexit vote, and now here in the United States with electing Donald Trump. So Donald Trump is just a man, but he's a man who stands for an idea of xenophobia. So this is a man who's openly public about being anti-religious groups, being anti-Muslim, being misogynistic, grabbing women by their you-know-what. So this is a man who represents xenophobia and fear. And so that is what won today. And it's a real hard bullet to swallow. It's a very difficult to sit here and think that this is the, you know, the outcome of an election. It's interesting. It's almost like we're living inside, Back to the Future. The Cubs won the World Series and Donald Trump's president. It's a very strange thing for me. It's surreal here. And I'll be asleep when this video is out for you, but I wanted to record this for you. So I want you to know that xenophobia won. And I want to speak to you about what we can do about it. Because what's true is while each of us collect individually cannot control the outcome of the election. You know, I voted early before I came to Bali. While you can't control what's happened, and clearly a lot of people are voting in the direction of Trump, and that has become a reality, what you can control is how you respond to this event and how you respond to the news that we have President-elect Trump. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you how to respond. I'm going to tell you how I'm responding. So I'm responding in a couple different ways. First and foremost, I'm responding as an American. I respect our democratic process. I do not agree with the outcome. I am extremely unhappy with the outcome. However, I respect our democratic process, and the people have spoken. And this vote is a vote that is against the establishment. This vote is a vote that, you know, represents the anger and the powerlessness and the frustration of a lot of people in America who are really frustrated with the political process. And both, I think both sides are frustrated. We saw this with the Bernie Sanders campaign as well, that there was this big swing on the left as well, that this frustration with the way things are. So the good news is that people are frustrated with the way things are going. So this is something that's outside of a paradigm. This is something that is unexpected. The problem is when you vote and when you act from anger, from powerlessness, and from xenophobia, you do not make wise choices. You make choices that are based in fear. You make choices that are based in your limbic system. So while I respect the democratic process and I will honor Donald Trump as our president because I honor the office of president, I strongly disagree with what this man stands for. I strongly disagree for who he surrounds himself with. I strongly disagree with the viewpoints of the people who support him, not because he's Republican, not because I'm a Democrat and he's a Republican. It's because he's misogynistic, he's racist, he's xenophobic, he's bigoted, he is a demagogue, he is someone who's preyed on our deepest fears and used that in a way to manipulate people to vote for him. He's really used the skills of communication in a way that is not honorable, but is extremely powerful, and he's become the president of the United States. So I will honor the office, I will respect him as our president, as my president. However, I am going to get busy because what I know to be true is, and this is true no matter what you're going through, okay? Whether you're in a divine storm, whether things aren't going the way you want them to go, whether, you know, you're recovering from addiction, you're going through a breakup, you're losing money financially, or the outcome of the election isn't what you want it to be. Here's what I know to be true. Life is happening for you and not to you. You can choose to respond to this in many different ways. You could leave the country and check out. Then it's like you're going to run, right? And running from a problem means you're part of the problem. You need to act in a different way. This needs to become a wake-up call. This is an opportunity. If you feel called to elevate people, if you feel called to give a gift, if you feel called to make the world a better place, do not run. Stay. Joseph Campbell reminds us that we must participate joyfully in the sorrows of the world. It is your duty as an American, if you are offended by the outcome, if you are frustrated by the outcome, if you are saddened by the outcome of this election, do not deny it. Do not run from it. If you have an addiction, you can't run from it. If you have a problem in your life or an illness, you cannot run from it. Xenophobia is an illness and a disease that is taking over this country. Clearly, the results share this. So what this means is you need to be a part of the solution. So what this means is become an activist. Speak out. Let your light shine. Teach more. Love more. Share more. And most importantly, be an example of love. Be an example of what's possible. We are gonna mourn. This is shocking. I know it's shocking. Now, being an example of love does not mean that you just roll over and just, you know, accept the way things are. Martin Luther King was an example of love. He had righteous anger. Gandhi was an example of love. So many revolutions, people have been examples of love and they've been firm in their resolve. And right now, I'm thinking about what it must be like to be a woman in America. I can't imagine how scared many women might feel, especially if you're a minority woman. I'm thinking, what would it be like to be a Muslim today? I'd be terrified. I'm thinking, if you're any type of minority right now, the fear that's there, there is a lot of fear. And so what has to happen is because there's this state of shock, you gotta rely on your higher nature. This is when the work begins. If you've been prepping your spiritual practice, if you've been prepping living your purpose, this is a call to arms, not to battle, to arms. And the arm call is this, to live your purpose, to be an example, to not run from the problem, to be a part of the solution, to come back tenfold with more responsibility, more love, more light, bringing your gift forward into the world. This is a call for light workers. This is a call for people who want an inclusive America. This is a call for people who believe in LGBT rights, people who believe in love, for loving people that you want to love, believe in women can control their bodies. This is a call to wake up, and to get to work, because everything up until now has been prep. If you are in shock, if you are sad, if you are angry about this outcome, you can do something about it, but you cannot allow this to victimize you. You cannot allow this outcome to stop you. You must stand in the face of xenophobia. I have voted for Republicans. I vote on both sides of the aisle. I'm not someone who votes party line. I believe in the candidate. I believe in what they stand for. And I am not anti-Republican. I have many Republican friends. I have a lot of friends who voted for Trump. And so I respect the process. So I really hope you feel me that this is not an anti-Republican or even a political message. This message is a call to arms against xenophobia. We need to be an example of what inclusion looks like, what compassion looks like, what righteous anger looks like. We need to double down so that everyone who's scared right now can feel soulless, so that we know that this will be a temporary process and this is an opportunity to wake up. So that is my thought for you. This is what I'm going to be doing. I'm doubling down on my business. I'm going to be going even harder, bringing the love forward into this world. And I will refuse to run from this problem, because then you're judging the thing that you're meant to heal. And I know that there's a lot of people right now who need love, who need help, who need support, who need compassion. And I am here to serve. I am here to grow. I'm here to respect the office. I'm here to exercise my right for free speech. I'm here to participate in the Republic. But I'm also here to be a voice against xenophobia and a voice for inclusion, a voice for love. So do not run. Do not hide. Mourn, feel the feelings, and let's move forward towards bringing your purpose forward, towards love and towards unity. You know, in life, there are times when you have to go through what's called experiential lessons. No matter how many coaches or therapists tell you the right way to be, sometimes you got to go through a hard time in order to get to the other side. And I think that this is, the Obama administration, electing a black president, that was an expansion. And in the universe, after every expansion, there's always a contraction. So this election represents a contraction after the incredible progress that we've made. So I want you to know something else. America leans liberal. America is a place of innovation. We have not lost our country. We are in an uncharted territory. And now we, you and I, get to write our next chapter. So the question really becomes, even in the face of the worst thing that you could possibly imagine, in the face of something that can make you depressed and scared, how are you going to show up? How are you going to be part of the solution? How are you going to be part of an example of what's possible? How are you going to act and be a demonstration of the right way of being? Inclusion and love, that is the name of the game. So that's my challenge for you, just from my heart to yours. I'm going to bed here. I'm going to upload this right away. And hopefully you've heard the truth of my message to Republicans, Democrats alike. I love you. I care for you. This is not a partisan message. This is a message for love and inclusion and a call to arms for anyone who feels that now is a time to rise. So if now is your time, let's do this together. I'd love to hear how you are going to be a part of the solution. All right, guys, I'm going to bed here in Bali, sending lots of love. Let's get started.
Thank you for listening to the Power and Purpose Podcast with Mastin Kipp. We have a lot more great interviews, coaching conversations, and interventions to help you learn to power your purpose here on the podcast. Subscribe to the show to make sure you get every episode as soon as it is released. Visit mastinkipp.com/subscribe for more information. Between now and our next episode, get out there, take action, and make it real.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this, and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.